The Missing Keys Mystery. In a quaint little house buzzing with the morning rush, the Henderson family was caught in a frenzy of shouts and searches. George, flustered and flipping cushions, hollered, "We'll never find the keys at this rate." Nancy grumbled in agreement, "Why must they vanish every single time?" Their daughter, Sarah, chattered excitedly on the phone, adding to the clamor with her loud laughter. And in the midst of the chaos, Ernie wrestled with Harry, who was no ordinary pet, but a cheeky Bigfoot with a shiny coat and giggle-inducing antics. "Harry," George sighed, "could you, by any random chance, be the key hider once again?" Harry just blinked his big, innocent eyes. It wasn't the first time their furry family member had taken to hoarding oddities. Behind the couch was his treasure trove, brimming with curiosities ranging from shiny wrappers to colorful buttons. Ernie, still ruffled from playtime, pried up the couch cushions, his eyes widening at the sight of the usual collection of Harry's snacks and trinkets. And nestled among them were the missing car keys. "Aha!" exclaimed George, plucking them out. Harry, caught in his harmless mischief, let out a soft, apologetic whine and gave a gentle nuzzle. "All's well that ends well," cheered Nancy, while everyone laughed. Work crisis averted, and the Henderson household learned once again that even in a flurry of morning madness, it was Harry's little adventures that always brought them the brightest moments. Just maybe, next time, they'd find a better spot for the keys.